Castro 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk.
This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. I've always said life is too short to drink bad wine, bad beer, or bad spirits in general. Well, today, folks, we have elevated it to a whole new level. I have on the line Chris Green, Public Relations Director for Legends Distillery. And Chris, I want to thank you for taking time out of your distilling work to be with us. Legends Distillery is pretty much relatively new, if I'm not mistaken, Chris. It was established in, 2007, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, the company was founded in 2007, but we relaunched last year with this new Legends brand. We've been working on it for actually about 5 to 6 years now, doing R&D, getting our quantum purity technology down. And once we were happy with the end product, then we went in and launched. So I guess technically we've been around since January of this year with the Legends brand. And very, very quickly, we have blown up.
I'd say you've blown up. I had you on the air about a year ago, maybe. And I talked about it so much and raved that everybody wanted to know where they could get it. And at that time, you were really new. And people did, yeah. You know, it was kind of hit or miss where you could get the Legends brand, Legends Distillery, vodka and bourbon. And but now you're in more retailers. But you mentioned quantum purity. And this is where what makes you totally different than everybody else. So let's lay it out there on the line early. What is quantum purity?
So quantum purity is our patented technology. And so what we're doing with this technology, we are still keeping to the tradition of distilling products. So our bourbon is still a 2-year aged in virgin oak barrels. Our vodka is pure GNS. And we're making everything the right way. And then what we're doing is adding our quantum purity into the mix. And by doing so, what we're doing is we're running our spirits through our quantum purity machine, and it reduces the congeners in alcohol by 50%.
Okay, you used a word there that I don't know what means.
Right. So the congeners are basically the chemical buildup in alcohol. Another negative word in it is toxins.
Okay.
So what we're doing is we've reduced it by at least 50%. And by doing so, we keep the taste profile. So as you have, you know, with the vodka and the bourbon that we sampled in the past, it's a very, very smooth spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Still full flavor. You still get the profile on the tongue for the rye and the corn in the bourbon. The vodka goes down so unbelievably smooth. No throat burn, because by reducing the congeners, we basically eliminated the throat burn. But then you get that warm feeling in your belly when it hits down there. It's like sending a note back home saying, honey, I made it home.
And okay, let me taste this for myself. I've got a little sample here.
There you go.
Okay, here we go. Out of a paper cup, no doubt. Now, this is just out of a paper cup straight. That is delicious. And there, like you said, there is zero burn. Zero burn. You just taste the product itself. You just taste the pure vodka, and that comes from the quantum purity way of distilling the vodka.
Yes, exactly right. So with our vodka, you're getting all the flavor of vodka, which really there shouldn't be a whole lot to begin with.
Right.
A proper vodka doesn't have a whole lot of taste. But what you do taste is the pure vodka. And so we've eliminated any of the nastiness that is associated with vodka, which is why most vodka drinkers have to heavily mix. They'll have the tonics, they'll have the lemonades, the cranberries, the orange juice, whatever they need to do to basically mask the vodka. With our product, you don't have to do that. And a lot of people that have been coming and purchasing the vodkas from us and going to the stores, they've been writing in saying that it's so smooth, they literally just pour it over ice.
Oh, yeah,
and either sip on it or just add a splash of lemon to it, and that's it.
Now,
no mixing anymore.
Can I be so crude as to say, is that where the hangover comes from more than the alcohol, is the maybe the impurities that are in the alcohol more so than the alcohol itself?
So alcohol obviously is a chemical buildup. It's a combination of the distilling process. Yes, the hangover does come from the toxins within alcohol itself. There's other factors involved depending on how it's being made and what the product is that is actually being produced. With vodka and bourbon, by us reducing that by 50%, we've essentially eliminated that. So with our patented quantum purity technology, you can enjoy our Legends vodka or bourbon and wake up ready to conquer the day.
Because that can't be good for you, Chris, to have all these toxins in your body.
Well, you know, this industry has been around for hundreds and hundreds of years. And so there's a reason why, you know, people do suffer from things like alcohol poisoning when you drink too much. So it's just one of those things where it's almost accepted in the industry because it's part of the actual processing. So, you know, as long as you drink responsibly, then you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is when you have a couple and the party's booming and
your inhibitions go down and
it
flows a little bit more.
Yeah. So what we're doing is we're helping our customers by creating this technically a healthier product by reducing the congeners by 50%, and then you can enjoy it and then wake up the next day feeling fantastic.
Well, I'm going to open it up to our listeners if they have questions for you, because you not only distill vodka, but you have some bourbon, and we're going to try that next. And you've just introduced your 100-proof bourbon, and I can't wait to sip that. So, folks, if you have a question for Chris Green with Legends Distillery, call us at 404-872-0750. Or if you've tried it, we'd love to hear from you what your opinion is. That's 404-872-0750. And give us your comments, questions, opinions. We'd love to hear from you. And, you know, I think the first continuous flowing whiskey still was patented in 1822, and really not much changed in that process of distilling until 2017.
So, yeah, it's an age-old tradition, and it works. Spirits are distilled, it totally works. So what we wanted to do is not change the tradition.
Right.
We wanted to traditionally age all of our bourbons, but then quantum purify them. So we're taking 21st century modern technology and introducing it into a traditionally aged distilled product. And so by doing so, we haven't changed the actual profile, the taste profile, the flavors, and the mash of what a bourbon is supposed to be. All we're doing is purifying it with our technology, reducing the congeners down, and then having the fantastic profile when you're drinking our 87 or our 100 proof bourbon. And then again, having a fun night and then waking up the next day ready to go.
Well, I've seen it where it said, you know, this has been distilled over diamonds, or this has been distilled through charcoal 15 times, or this has been distilled through glass and glacier water and glaciers. And so, you know, can you give us a hint what quantum purity actually is, or is that giving away too much of the propriety of your product?
So I can't tell you what's in our quantum purity technology because it is a patented, protected technology. But when we run our spirits through it, our vodka, our 87, and our 100, it is redistilling. And so it's breaking down the molecules, putting them back together. That's the bare essence of what our technology does. So when the product comes out of our quantum purity machine, the congeners are reduced, the flavor profile's still there, the color's still there, the aroma's still there, and then we go and bottle it and then sell it straight to on the shelf. So we're not sacrificing the actual product. All we're doing is just purifying the actual spirit, and then redistilling it is really what we're doing. We're not going to paint over it and say it's an enclosures and glass and
don't forget the diamonds.
Yeah, there's diamond. There was a unicorn at the end that was helping us bottle this. This is just something that we came up with. We spent 6 years designing this technology, many barrels of bourbon and a lot of vodka used to get this technology right. And we are so happy with it. And since we've introduced it, which was in March, to Forsyth County, our customers have been absolutely fantastic. Because as you know, in March, that almost is the absolute worst month to launch a business during a pandemic.
Couldn't have been worse.
Yeah. But thank goodness for our Forsyth County customers' loyal support. I mean, they kept us going. They came to the distillery. They were buying curbside daily. We were getting a lot of business, and that kept us going, and it gave us a lot of hope. And then we have absolutely just boomed since March, and we're only in end of May now, and we already have one distributor finalized. We've got the second one that is about to sign with us, which gets us statewide. So right now we're in
tremendous.
So we're going to go full statewide with Georgia. Our northeast distributor has been absolutely fantastic. We're in 19 package stores, 3 restaurants, and that's from anywhere from Cummings, Sewanee, Augusta, Georgia, Athens, Buford, Loganville. It's spread all over, even Helen.
Wow. Okay, yeah, we're going to take a break, Chris. When we come back, we're going to name a couple of those package stores and restaurants, and then we're going to taste a couple of the bourbons. And if you have questions or comments, we'd love to hear from you. 404-872-0750. We're speaking with Chris Green with Legends Bourbon, Legends Distillery, Bourbon and Vodka. Thank you, Scott, and welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We are talking about great spirits and great bourbons and vodkas with the distillery of Legends Distillery with Chris Green. He's been on the show before. It's locally made, and we want to support that. So, Chris, welcome back to the show. And we have a caller waiting on the line, so I want to get to them before they drop off in traffic. Jeff in Cartersville. You're on WSB. How are you today?
I am doing fantastically, Belinda. I've been listening to you since the Neil Bortz days.
Oh, thank you. Those were the best days, weren't they?
Yes, they were. But even tomorrow will be even better.
Yes, it will.
And
yes,
congratulations
it will.
On your show.
Thank you, sweetie. How can we help you?
Nope. Well, since I live in Cartersville and... Well, where can I get some of the bourbon to partake of and sample? Because I love me some bourbon.
You're going to be a happy man.
So as of right now, Jeff, we're not in Cartersville. We will be very, very shortly. The areas that we're currently in are Cummings, Sewanee, Lilburn, Dawsonville, Buford, Clayton, Athens, Woodstock. So I'm not sure that's really... Yeah, so Woodstock's not too far from you. We're at a package store called Bullocks in Woodstock.
Bullocks?
Bullocks, yep.
Okay.
They just started carrying us a couple of weeks ago. So I know they've got bourbon on the shelf for sure. I know they have 87 because I saw that myself. I went in there and dressed the store up and put up the shelf talker. So Bullocks in Woodstock has that. What do you typically drink, Jeff?
Well, I'll drink bullet bourbon, and then there's some of the higher ends that I'll take. I've got about 17 different bourbons at the house right now.
Oh, wow.
Good man. Good man.
There are friends. Unfortunately, I had friends of mine that were, I'm an essential worker, and I had some friends over while I was working, and they put a significant dent into my collection.
Oh, wow. and we're
okay.
Calling them friends?
Oh, they'll show up with single malt scotches and things like that.
Okay, okay.
Make it up. Right. But,
well,
yes.
We need to add Legends Bourbon to your...
Collection,
definitely.
Yeah.
And it comes in 80 proof and 100 proof. So you get
to choose.
So the 87 proof, I think, is right where you need to be based on the spirits that you were mentioning, the bourbons. So it's right there. Far superior, in my honest opinion, but I'm dying to hear your feedback when you pick up a bottle. But it usually runs around $35, depending on the stores, for the 87. So that's it's a good price point. It's very competitive.
Yeah, price point.
I think you're going to be very pleasantly surprised with the 87, which is an award-winning session bourbon, single barrel.
Okay.
And then the 100 proof is a double barrel. A lot more of the oak, a little bit more of the rye. Very good taste profile and fantastic aroma. Again, no throat burn. And
no throat burn.
Right.
Split it with your friends and then wake up the next day feeling great, Jess.
Okay.
All right. And what is the name?
Legends Bourbon. All right, we're going to have to take a break here. We're going to come.
This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Marietta Plastic Surgery.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton, and I do want to thank my show sponsors, Marietta Plastic Surgery and Artisan Custom Closets. They are fantastic businesses. Check them both out. But right now, we are talking spirits, and not the scary kind, the drinkable kind. And we are talking about bourbon this half hour with Chris Green with Legends Distillery, and he has an 87 proof bourbon and a 100 proof bourbon, and the 87 proof bourbon is single barrel straight bourbon whiskey, and let's see, let me turn around here, and the 100 proof that's a double barrel straight bourbon.
Double barrel.
Yeah, double barrel.
Yep.
And look at these bottles. It's barrel number 9. And barrel 11, bottle number 305. That's pretty fancy that they're bottled, numbered bottles. And you know, that's getting kind of, you know, in the craft section of bourbon.
It's actually quite common when you start doing double barrel that distilleries will list the barrels and then number the bottle. It makes it a little bit more personal for the consumer. They're
Absolutely.
Buying something, they know which barrel's coming from which, and it's a collector's item. So it's actually quite a common practice, and we wanted to make sure, again, sticking with the tradition, we wanted to make sure we carried that forward with our Quantum Purified 100 bourbon.
Now, Chris, the last time you were on the air with me, and this is distilled right here in Georgia, right here in Cumming, you won me over because I always say, oh, it's Bernie. And, you know, the client's like, don't say Bernie on the air. Bernie is a bad word. And I'm like, I'm going to call it like I see it. If it's burning, it's burning. But I took a sip and I said, Chris, that is the smoothest bourbon I have ever tasted in my life. And I have a little shot of it. It's not a big shot. It's a little shot in a paper cup here. And I'm going to try it again, see if I still think. Here we go. And this is the 87 proof. Wow. That's like candy. That is so warm and welcoming, and it's like a hug. That is so pleasant. It's unlike any bourbon I have ever tried. And listen, I've tried them all because they all come through here and they all want to be on the show and they all want to updress the other one, and I've even had Pappy, and I want to say, Chris, that may beat a Pappy.
Oh, well, that is a fantastic compliment, and
yes.
I will happily accept it.
It's so smooth, and it's through your Quantum Purity Distilling,
which is where the
magic happens.
That is exactly where the magic happens. So with the 87, when you have that sip, you're going to get the rye on the end of the tongue. You're going to get the corn. And then, so you get the palate, you get the aroma, but then it ghosts in the back of the throat and then hits you in the belly. So it's a pleasant session drinking bourbon, mm-hmm. something you can crack open the bottle, share with a bunch of your friends, just drink away. Again, with the technology, you wake up feeling fantastic. We had this scientifically tested, and the results were astounding. We actually put our legends against three of the top bourbons, top-selling bourbons in America, and the numbers were just unbelievable that came back as far as the congeners and how we reduced them compared to some of our competitors.
And congeners are toxins. The toxins
they are the chemical buildup of alcohol.
Yes.
Yeah.
That are naturally produced.
Exactly. And so we've been able to accomplish this without sacrificing the actual taste profile of bourbon and vodka, obviously.
Right.
So the 87 I would consider a fantastic session bourbon. And me and you have had this shot before of the 87. Now I'm really interested to hear what your feedback is on the 100.
I'm a little scared, to be honest with you.
You will be perfectly fine.
I've never had an 100 proof anything. Okay, here we go.
You're going to be pleasantly surprised.
Okay, I'm going to sniff it. Okay, it smells just the same as the 87. Okay, here we go. It has way more depth.
Yep.
It's not more burny. It just more depth.
Yep. So with the 100, because it's a double barrel, you're going to get a little bit more of the oak. The oak that's being pulled in from the double barrel. So you're going to get the depth from the oak. You're going to get the rye and the corn still in the barley. Again, ghost in the back of the throat, warm feeling in the belly.
Yes.
Yeah.
No burn. No burn to distract from the actual taste. And
exactly.
So the toxins, how do the toxins play out when you are upping to 100 proof?
It's the exact same.
Seriously?
Nothing changes. The quantum purity does its job.
Wow. Okay, folks, if you have a question for Chris, give us a call. He has about 10 minutes left with us here on the air, 404-872-0750, 404-872-0750. If you are wondering where you can find it and in your local package stores or restaurants, or you've had it, Legends Bourbon or Legends Vodka, and you'd like to tell us about it, we'd love to hear from you. 404-872-0750. I think it would almost be sacrilegious to mix this bourbon and vodka with a mixer.
So the bourbon, I never mix it, ever. The 87 is a real pleasant session bourbon to have. Maybe the first glass neat, the second, third, fourth glass, a couple of cubes of ice, and it just goes down so smooth. The 100 bourbon, I never put ice with it. It's just so smooth that I just have it neat in the glass.
Mm-hmm.
That you really, really get all the flavor. You know, when you add ice, even an ice ball, eventually that starts to melt.
Right.
Dilute the bourbon down. So we don't recommend it, but obviously there are people that enjoy a chilled bourbon, so that is the way that you would go with it. You know, I know a lot of people that take our 87 and add a splash of Coke. I personally would not do that, but there's a lot of people
either.
That enjoy it. And then the vodka, it's one of those things. The vodka, you've got your vodka drinkers that really do enjoy the mix, mostly because they're masking the taste of the vodka.
Right.
And then... So then we convert them into neat vodka drinkers just over ice. But again, if you wanted to mix this with a tonic, with your cranberry mm-hmm. and orange or the lemonade, it is delicious. It is so unbelievably delicious.
But so, I am a snobby vodka drinker. I mean, I'm a Belvedere. So you know. Have pulled me from a Belvedere vodka to a Legends vodka.
That is a huge compliment.
And saved me a lot of money.
A lot of money.
And a better taste, too.
Yep. You'll have a better product. It is a 100% American corn, gluten-free, non-GMO. So this is an extremely pure, clean, healthy vodka. And then our Legends Bourbon, and is a corn rye barley mash. So it's your traditional mash for a bourbon.
Now, what are the restaurants that are carrying Legends Bourbon and Legends Vodka now, that so that we can give them a little pat on the back?
Yeah, so we've got two that are quite local, which is the Twisted Oar in Buford. Mm-hmm. It's right off Lake Lanier. We have Daddy O's, which is an Irish pub and ice cream.
Wow, I wonder how that happened.
They actually came to us, and they found out about us, and they hit us up, and we sat down with the owners. They are fantastic people, and not only are they selling cocktails with Legends Bourbon and Vodka, they also made ice cream out of our bourbon and vodka.
So I bet that is delicious.
It is unbelievable. It is so good, especially the vodka one. The way they've made their vodka,
really?
I think it's called a sunrise, and it's basically like a creamsicle with blueberries. Oh my goodness, it is amazing. And then the third restaurant is in Augusta, and it's called Ultima.
Okay.
And they just started carrying us. So we're in three restaurants. We just basically finalized the deal with our second distributor, and so we're going to be hitting Atlanta very hard very soon.
So
we have a lot of restaurants.
You're going to be seeing it a lot more, but we're going to give you information on how to track them to see where they are and where you can buy it. But first, we're going to the phone lines, Chris, because Johnny in Cartersville has a question for you. Johnny, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Good.
I was curious, do you guys offer tours and tastings of your distillery?
So as of right now, we just expanded our distillery from about 3,600 square feet. We're expanding to 20,000 square feet. That's how quickly we've grown. And by doing so, we're going to be building in the very near future, maybe by the fall, a tasting room and a bar, which will include a full tour. So as of right this second, we are not doing tours because we're in the process of building out. And then once we get our distillery built the way we want it to be built and have a really cool tour lined up for you with a tasting room and a full bar, then we will open it up to the public and invite all of you to come and check out our distillery.
Awesome. That sounds great.
All right. Thanks, Johnny.
Thank you,
John.
And I can be the tour guide.
100%. Anytime, Belinda.
I think it would be so dangerous if I worked at a distillery. That would be all your profits up in smoke. Up in smoke. Okay. Yep. Thank you so much. Where can people follow you, Chris, and follow Legends Bourbon and Legends Vodka and Distillery so they can keep up with what is where?
So we have, of course, social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, which is Legends_Spirits. And then we recommend going to our website, which is just spiritsusa.com. And on our website, we put out the latest news about our product. We update our find a store /restaurant map daily. So you can go to our website, and it has a list of every single location that is currently carrying Legends. And every time we get a new restaurant or a new package store, it gets updated immediately. And then on our social media, we constantly post photos of where we are when we're doing sales days, because we do hit the floor. We go to the liquor stores and we go sell direct to the public so we can talk to you. That is so key for us to have face-to-face communications with our customers.
Yes.
We're a new company and we want a name to be very popular. But in order to do that, we need to have that recognition face-to-face.
Well,
you've done
a great job, and I'm very proud of you and continued success. I've only had three sips, and we will have you back on the show when things are a little farther along, okay?
Oh, thank you, Belinda, so much. You've been a huge help for us, and there's always liquor coming your way when you need it.
Okay, thank you. Coming up next is Breaking Chews with David Danzig. Stay
tuned. Belinda Skelton and Atlanta Living on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's News and Talk.
Welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. It is time for Breaking Chews, and this is where we drill down on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local chefs, festivals, and pandemic news. I'm here with my local foodie correspondent, David Danzig, of the website bitesandsights.net. David, there is so much news this week. It has just exploded with what's happening in the restaurant world.
Yeah, yeah. So the dine-in transition has begun. The phasing in of dining in, which has been going on for the last few weeks. All reports I get are it's going well.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you out there that have been doing it, I hope you're having a good experience. I feel like the restaurants that I've talked to, everybody's taking it very seriously. We're even starting to see some brunches come back on and old hours. And so I think that's a really great move forward. And, you know, we're seeing Ponce City Market, for instance, opened its food hall back up. And there's a lot of those stalls that are open. Its rooftop concepts are back open. And, you know, knock on wood, so far so good. I'm really impressed with both how the public's going about it and the restaurants. And you're seeing some interesting things. You know, one trend is there have been a few places where staff members have tested positive for COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're seeing is quick shutdown,
mm-hmm.
Quick full disinfectant. Anybody connected to people who had COVID, if there was a line chef or somebody in the front, they've isolated those people and then quickly reopened. And that's probably going to be the trend moving forward. And I'm really hopeful that restaurants will continue that kind of transparency and taking it seriously. We had seen some more closures this week, including several Romano's Macaroni Grills.
I hate those that. I love Macaroni Grill.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, there's only going to be one left for now. You know, we're just going to see these kinds of casualties moving forward. And then finally, something really positive and exciting. For those of you who were back in the 90s here in Atlanta, early 2000s, basically the Yoda of chefs from Atlanta, this guy Gunter Seeger, he's a German chef. He had one of the greatest fine dining meals I've ever had was at his West Paces Ferry restaurant called Seeger's back in the 90s. He left us for New York and started some things up there. But now apparently he's exploring, according to the AJC, just the opening possibility of opening a new restaurant in Atlanta. So, Gunter, if you can hear this, please come back.
Please.
And a lot of people miss you, and we would love to have your sage hand back in the cooking scene.
Oh, absolutely. Well, David, your segment is a must listen to each week. It keeps us in the know of what is going on during this crazy time in the restaurant world. Where can we find you during the week?
My website is bitesnsites.net, B-I-T-E-S, the letter N-S-I-T-E-S.net. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter and Pinterest and Facebook, and my handle is at bitesnsites.
I can't wait to see what you bring to the table next week, sweetheart. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on 95.5 WSB.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.